Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring, and today we are going to talk about 7 ways to overcome rejection. You know, there's not a person born on planet Earth that hasn't experienced rejection. However, there are so many ways the enemy uses rejection to neutralize us and our effectiveness for the kingdom of God. Regardless of how it happens or how it enters your life, characteristics are very similar. Rejection is very painful. It works to destroy our self-esteem and our purpose. Rejection leads people into self-pity. Rejection causes embarrassment. And rejection spurs people to reject other people before they have an opportunity to reject them. Rejection wants you to base your self-worth on what others say about us or instead of really what God says about us. Jesus came into this world to save man from his sin, and yet he was the most rejected man that ever lived on earth. I'm sure of that. Rejection comes in so many forms. It can be directed at you personally. It can be directed at the performance you do on a job or through ideas that you're wanting to share. Or maybe you've been rejected by a friend or a relative. No one on earth knew more about rejection than our Lord. And in Psalm 34:4, Living Bible, it says, "For I cried to him, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Others, too, were radiant at what he did for them. Theirs was no downcast look of rejection. This poor man cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Remember, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So as we acknowledge the Lord our God, and especially when we can do it immediately, and when we come into something like a pain of rejection, then it can put us and help us to go to the place of peace in the Lord. And our best defense and our best offense is to understand who we are in Christ. So here are 7 reasons why we can use rejection as stepping stones and not stumbling blocks. First, because of God's great love for us. In Romans 8:31, it says, "If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be our foe if God is on our side?" And in Psalm 91:1, it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And I love how the Amplified Bible adds in, "whose power no foe can withstand," meaning the enemy has no way of touching us when we are in the shadow of the Almighty God. We need to remember we were adopted into God's family and made joint heirs with Christ. In 1 John 3:1, in the Amplified Bible, it says, "See what an incredible quality of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God." And so we are. The reason that the world does not know, recognize, acknowledge us is that it does not know, recognize, and acknowledge him. Knowing who we are in Christ gives us a confidence which will defeat rejection whenever it wants to attack us. In Romans 8:17 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "And if we are his children, then we are his heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his inheritance with him. Only we must share his suffering if we are to share his glory." We have not been rejected by the one who matters for all eternity. We are accepted by God's great love for us. And the best news of all is that we were not accepted based on our own merit, thank you, Lord, but by Jesus' blood that was shed for us. Second, we are made to sit in heavenly places with authority over all the demons of sickness and with Christ who defeated the enemy for us. In Acts 1:8, it says, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then ye shall become witnesses." The word power here that Jesus promises after the Holy Ghost has come upon you is enabling power. We talked about it yesterday in Luke 10:19. It's called dunamis. dunamis says we shall receive the ability, in other words, the ability that Christ has given us after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Remember in Luke 10:19, God gave us total authority over all the abilities of the enemy, such that nobody could come against us. And I love the way it says that we are totally free. In other words, nothing can by any means hurt us. We are delivered. You know, when the demons start to roar like a lion, they're just trying to scare you. Hey, let me share a powerful example of this that I read, some time ago, really. In studying the African lion, it was noted that lions got old. As they got older, they would lose their strength and lose their teeth. They couldn't, you know, fight like the younger ones anymore and gather food. It was noted the older, less powerful lions, they would be positioned on one side of a herd of animals that the pride was stalking. The younger, more able, would go to the other side. Then the old lions, with no teeth and very little strength, would begin to roar. And naturally, the animal herd would respond to the fear of hearing that roar and run in the opposite direction of the roar, right into the younger lions waiting to attack. And that is so much the way the enemy attacks us. He's going to roar loudly in our direction, counting on the fact that you're going to respond in fear, when in fact, it would be the fear of a toothless lion with no ability to hurt you. We need to get a hold of this. We have authority over the ability of the enemy. Third, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Ephesians 1:3, Amplified Bible says, may blessing, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realm. Jeremiah 32:40, New Living Translation says, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them. I will put a desire in their hearts to worship me, and they will never leave me. We walk in acceptance, not rejection. Fourth, we are the righteousness of Christ through faith, thus being made right before God. Romans 3:22 says, but now God has shown us a different way to heaven, not by being good enough and trying to keep his laws, but by a new way, though not new really, for the scriptures told about it long ago. Now God says he will accept and acquit us, declare us not guilty, if we trust Jesus to take away our sins. And we can all be saved in the same way by coming to Christ, no matter who we are and what we have been like. Let's break this down, this scripture. Number one, God accepts and acquits us. Number two, God declares us not guilty. Number three, God takes away our sin. Number four, God wants us to be saved. And number five, God's forgiveness is no matter really about who we are or what we've done. There is no way we've earned our blessings. It is truly a gift from God. Fifth, we are entitled to a clean conscience before God because of the blood of the Lamb, and we can have full assurance of faith when we go before God. Hebrews 10:22, Amplified Bible. Let us all come forward and draw near with true, honest, and sincere hearts in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered by faith, by that leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. Having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience, and our bodies cleansed with pure water. Sixth, our sins have been removed from us as far as the east is from the west, and God himself has chosen not to remember our failures. If you have ever felt rejected, we can take comfort in these following two verses. Get them deep down in your spirit, because Psalm 103:12, New Living Translation says, he has removed our sins as far as from the east is from the west. And also Hebrews 8:12, Hebrews 8:12 in the New Living Translation says, "And I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins." That's a hallelujah. Seventh, we are loved with the same love that the Father has for Jesus himself. John 17:23, Amplified Bible tells us, "I in them and you in me, in order that we may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know and definitely recognize that you sent me and that you have loved them even as you have loved me." Jesus suffered unbelievable rejection on this earth, but when he died, he took rejection with him. That is something we can all shout about, hallelujah and amen. So, hallelujah and amen. And until tomorrow, are you ready? Until tomorrow at 8:30, you need to go out and have the most wonderful Wednesday, because the Lord has prepared the way for you. Remember, no rejection. And until that time, God bless you, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you. We praise the Lord for you. And we will see you again tomorrow. God bless.